Last week, the school committee of Greenfield Public Schools voted unanimously to discontinue the Massachusetts Virtual Academy at Greenfield Public Schools, currently the only operating virtual school in Massachusetts. The decision comes ahead of new state guidelines designed to expand virtual learning in the Commonwealth, signed into law by Governor Deval Patrick in early January. John Lunt, chairman of the Greenfield School Committee, said he was unclear of how any of the 10 virtual schools to be created under the new law would be regulated.
Most of the regulations around the Commonwealth virtual schools that have been created have not been promulgated as of yet. So that was part of the concern we had, was we really didn't know what we would be getting into.
The Massachusetts Virtual Academy at Greenfield was initially established after 2010's State Innovation School guidelines were created. Currently, 475 students from across the Commonwealth attend classes via online learning and in-home instruction at Greenfield's Virtual Academy. Mitchell Chester, commissioner of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, was unavailable for comment, but stated in a memorandum sent to the Board of Education that the January law signed to expand virtual schools comes from the board's 2011 position that there should be a stronger oversight and consumer protection role for the state than the one provided by the Innovation School statute. John Lunt of the Greenfield School Committee said that if the Massachusetts Virtual Academy were to be awarded a certificate to operate as a Commonwealth of Massachusetts virtual school, it would operate essentially as a charter school and with a loss of local control from the public school district.
An innovation school under the innovation law that was passed several years ago allowed for districts to operate a virtual school with local control, to hire teachers, to make sure that they were all properly certified, to make sure that we were aligned with Mass Core curriculum standards. The new law creates a charter school that has a separate board of directors and is, by its nature, and it's written on the DESE website, meant to operate independently of a public school district.
Department of Education guidelines state, similar to the charter school model, a CMVS is an autonomous school district that operates independently of any existing school district. Marcia Day, another member of the Greenfield School Committee, also opined via email that she has no issue with the concept of expanding the curriculum beyond the school district's physical borders, but that the new model is similar to a charter school. Greenfield Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Susan Hollins was not available to return a call for comment, but spoke in support of online learning after the January law to expand virtual schools was passed. She said that it was not the intention of the Greenfield Public School District to create a model for virtual schools in Massachusetts.
It was never the goal of Greenfield to stimulate 10 virtual schools. Whether or not there were ever any other virtual schools wasn't really our interest. Our interest was making sure there was a virtual school for some of Greenfield students and also students around the state who absolutely needed an option that was not inside a public school building.
The Recorder of Greenfield reports that after last week's committee meeting, the superintendent had wished that the committee had taken more time before its final vote, but that she respected the decision. The Greenfield School Committee Subcommittee on Innovation Schools is scheduled to meet this week with the public to discuss the future of the virtual school at Greenfield. More details are available online at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.